Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, August 12th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, Apple and Facebook have a long-running public feud based primarily on Facebook's collection and use of personal information. A new report from the Wall Street Journal goes in-depth on the feud between Apple and Facebook, with the interesting tidbit that Apple actually once proposed a deal with Facebook to get a cut of its revenue. The feud between Apple and Facebook gained momentum last year when Apple rolled out its new app tracking transparency privacy feature in iOS 14.5. This feature requires that apps like Facebook ask users for permission before tracking them across other apps and websites. Today's report reveals that in the years before app tracking transparency, Apple actually tried to work with Facebook on deals that would give it, quote, a slice of Facebook's revenue. According to one source cited in the report, Apple executives wanted to, quote, build businesses together with Facebook, end quote. One of the ideas discussed by Apple and Facebook was to create an ad-free version of Facebook for a monthly subscription. Apple insisted that the monthly subscription be offered through the App Store's payment system, thereby giving it a 30% cut of all the revenue. In a statement, Apple explained that it meets and collaborates with developers of all sizes every day, and that App Store rules are applied to all developers equally. The spokesperson also added that there is, quote, no connection between any of the discussions of partnerships and the ad tracking changes that were later implemented, end quote. Finally, today's report also adds that Apple has apparently discussed similar business models with many other developers as it looks to increase its services revenue and increase the revenue that comes from the App Store. In other news today, while some analysts have questioned iPhone demand amid broader economic concerns, Apple is still planning to fully ramp up iPhone 14 production. Bloomberg reports that Apple has asked its suppliers to build 90 million iPhone 14 units. Apple had asked iPhone suppliers to build 90 million iPhone 13 units last year, so this means that Apple expects iPhone 14 demand to at least match that of the iPhone 13, despite economic concerns around things like inflation right now. For the full year, Apple is still expecting to assemble 220 million iPhones. This is more evidence that iPhone sales can be strong, even when there is uncertainty around the economy as a whole. This was also evident when Apple released its third quarter earnings last month. Again, the iPhone 14 is expected to be released in September, with four different models from which to choose. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Collide will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Rika Altland, who has some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
We're now heading into the weekend with all of today's best deals, and Apple's iPad mini is what we're focusing on first. The latest compact addition to Apple's stable of iPadOS devices has largely been out of stock this summer at major retailers, meaning the discounts have been few and far between. Today, Amazon is remedying that by marking down cellular models for the first time in months. Right now, you can score the 64GB Wi-Fi Plus cellular models in two different styles for $550, down from its usual $649 price tag. Delivering $99 in savings, these price cuts are marking returns to the all-time low prices for the first times in several months, and are rare all-around discounts. Apple's latest compact iPadOS experience arrives as the new iPad Mini 6. It may be the smallest one in the lineup, but still delivers many of the signature features you'd expect, like an edge-to-edge 8.3-inch Retina display and Apple Pencil 2 support. Throw in the A15 Bionic chip and Touch ID in the power button to complete the package. I was a convert last fall and have still been absolutely loving the compact form factor ever since. As for Apple's latest, on the other hand, we're currently tracking the all-new M2 MacBook Pro on sale today at several retailers. Kicking things off, the elevated 512GB model is now sitting at $1,299, with $200 in savings from its usual $1,499 going rates. This is still one of the very first price cuts we've seen on the new release, and is on sale alongside the 256GB model at $1,149. This one is only $150 off, courtesy of Amazon and Best Buy, and delivers the second best discount to date. Last up today, Amazon rounds out the discounts by offering the Synology DS222J 2-bay NAS for $150. This one has normally been retailing for $190 as of late, with today's offer marking only the second discount of the year and beating our previous mention from Mac in May by an extra $20. While this model originally sold for $170, the ongoing chip shortage raised the standard price earlier in the year, making today's discount all the more notable to get in on the always-on storage game at $40 off. As one of the more entry-level offerings in the Synology stable, its DS222J NAS arrives with two hard drive bays and support for up to 32 terabytes of storage. Ideal for everything from configuring a routine backup server with Time Machine and the like, to playing around with smart home services and more, there's a 1.4 GHz processor and single gigabit Ethernet port to deliver 112 megabit per second speeds. Then, for all of this weekend's other best deals, be sure to keep it locked to 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us to leave us a 5-star rating and a review to help more people find the show. My thanks to Collide for their continued support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. You can learn how Collide helps make your team into your biggest allies for endpoint security at the link in the show notes below. You can find all of the latest Apple news 24/7 on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.